Well, our next presenter is Dr. Lydia Fraz. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Very good.
She currently serves as the South Carolina Public Health Training Center's coordinator and evaluator, which is housed within the University of South Carolina's Arnold School of Public Health. With over 10 years of public health experience, she began her career as a public health environmentalist for the Mississippi Department of Health, during which time she earned a master's degree in public health in environmental health. And then she left the health department and began working for Winn-Dixie Stores as a food safety manager before returning to get her doctorate, which of course then led to her current position, I assume.
Right.
So if you would, Dr. Fraz.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity to present to you today. I wanted to tell you a little bit about a project that we did through the South Carolina Public Health Training Center. And I'm going to discuss our competency crosswalking, taking the first step toward providing comprehensive competency-based education for the public health workforce within South Carolina. And listed on the presentation are the co-authors of this also. Myself, Xavier Hopkins, who's here with me today, Lillian Smith, and Jeremy Vanderkemp. And we have no relationships to disclose. The learning objectives today are, I'm going to discuss the process that the South Carolina Public Health Training Center used in crosswalking the public health disciplinary competencies with the Council on Linkages core competencies for public health professionals. I'm going to describe the engagement of stakeholders. I'm going to list the public health disciplinary competencies that we crosswalked to the Council on Linkages core competencies. And I'm going to briefly discuss the crosswalk process outcomes. To tell you a little bit about how this project began, a year ago, the Arnold School of Public Health received funding to start a public health training center for the entire state of South Carolina to strengthen the workforce within the state and to work in tandem with our health department partners, the Department of Health, South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Quality. Short term, we call it DHEC. And we're working in tandem with the health services and environmental health branches of the health department. We're looking at and partnering with 10 different departments of the health department. And the first step that we took in our health in this process is to identify who our partners were within the health department. Part of what the training center is tasked to do is to actually conduct a workforce assessment for the entire state. And what we felt was very important was to base this workforce assessment on something that is going to be meaningful for the health workforce within the state. And our partners and our directors identified the core competencies of the Council on Linkages. And these are a set of competencies that are designed, as our moderator mentioned very briefly at the beginning, by academics and practitioners throughout the country. It's a set of three tiers of competencies geared towards the entry-level practitioner, the mid-level, the manager, or the person who supervises people, and then the upper level, the more experienced CEO-type level employees within the health department. The last time, to give you a little bit of background about South Carolina, I mentioned we're working with the health department and the health services branch. Currently, there are approximately 2,300 employees within health services. That comprises up about 65% to 70% of the entire workforce within the health department. And they're currently ranging from people who have high school bachelor's degrees, very, very few. Most have master's degrees now, and some even have their doctorates. But there's a wide range of educational diversity there. And a lot of the employees only have training within their specific discipline area, not necessarily in public health as a whole. Their last workforce assessment was actually conducted in 2003, and it was based on the 2001 public health core competencies, on the Council on Linkage's core competencies. And they're, right now, the latest set of competencies are based on, or were developed in 2010. So we have a big gap of knowledge between the two sets. Original set of competencies were actually not geared towards three-level of employees either. And so there's been a big difference in the competencies that are the original workforce assessment was based on and what we're basing ours on today. But what we're going to do is use these core competencies to develop trainings and workforce tools for the health department. Just to briefly identify what steps we went through in this crosswalking process, let me tell you a little bit about what we define crosswalking as, though. I'm not certain if everybody's familiar with that term, but it's a method of matching one set of competencies to another set of competencies. And the first step that we took was actually to identify the competencies that the 10, 11 different disciplines actually use. We then actually asked our partners to provide us copies of those competencies within their disciplines. Then we crosswalked the competencies. We actually scheduled times with our partners to vet those with their disciplines subject matter experts. We went through the process of vetting, which is making sure that the match that we identified was accurate and that it reflected actually what the subject matter experts felt was true. And then after that vetting occurred, we created a matrix of those of this crosswalk. First step of this entire process, though, was engaging our stakeholders. Anytime we conduct a workforce assessment, it's very important that we work closely with our partners. And identifying those can be somewhat of a challenge within a governmental public health. We worked with our health department's director of quality management and the director of training. And they identified the key players within the health department who would work closely with us throughout this crosswalk and inventing process. And the people that were selected, they felt were going to be the most honest, the most cooperative throughout this process. And how we engaged them was actually through the work of my coworker, Xavier Hopkins, who's the Workforce Development Associate for the Training Center. And she actually contacted each one of the directors of the 11 different disciplines and set up times to meet face-to-face with each of the 11 different disciplines. These are the actual disciplines that we worked with: community health, emergency preparedness, environmental health, epidemiology, health education, informatics, nursing, nutrition, social work, performance management, quality improvement. And these are the same disciplines that we asked to identify their discipline-specific competencies, which we have here. The applied epidemiology discipline area actually uses the CDC's, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's, Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists' core competencies. But they're using a set from February of 2008. Community health within the South Carolina Department of Health is comprised of workers from within other disciplines. There aren't specific community health workers within that branch. And they do not have specific community health competencies. Each of those employees actually identifies within their discipline's competencies. The emergency preparation discipline area uses the Columbia University School of Nursing's emergency preparedness core competencies, and their competencies are actually based on a version from 2001. Environmental health uses the CDC's competencies that were created or developed in 2010. Health education uses the NCHEC competencies, and again, they are current from 2010. The informatics department identifies the CDC, the University of Washington's competencies as their main competency guidance. And theirs are based on set from 2009, a version from 2009. Nursing uses the scope and standards of the American Nurses Association from 2007. Nutrition uses the American Dietetic Association as for the registered dietitians competencies and the University of Minnesota's Masters of Public Health core competencies. The performance management quality improvement area actually has no national standards, no national competencies that have been identified. With that group in particular, we ask them to then identify competencies within the 2010 core competencies that they would identify with. So they identified those as what they would use as their standards. Social work actually uses the UNC School of Public Health and the NC State Health Department's competencies from May of 2005. As you can see, there's a lot of variation between the actual discipline competencies and what they use for the entire health department. And the identification process, the crosswalking process within the early part of the year that we went through, had them use these competencies and the core competencies from the Council on Linkages to see where there were commonalities, to see if within their specific discipline area competencies, there was perhaps some training or some standards that were already addressed and recognized that the core competencies identified with. The outcomes of this process, one thing that I mentioned earlier is that the Council on Linkages core competencies are developed around three tiers of employees: the beginning level, the mid manager, and then upper level leadership and workforce. One thing that the South Carolina Department of Health really felt was important was to not forget the administrative support, clerical support that actually comprises 600 or 700 people within this health services branch area. You know, and 600 to 700 people out of 2,300 is a massive group of people. One thing that they felt was very important is that we identify competencies that were public health competencies as these people, as the administrative people, are the first people that the public actually deal comes into contact with. And a lot of times, and especially smaller clinics, they're the first group of people and sometimes the only people that the public interacts with. And sometimes they're also the source of knowledge for their consumers, for their clients. And another outcome was the identification of specific South Carolina needed skills for each discipline area. Some lessons that we learned was that we needed patience. When we started this process, we had our timetable. We were going to begin the process in January. We were going to be through by mid-February and be through with all 10, 11 disciplines. You know, our initial goal was to have the crosswalking done and be completed, vetted, and completely finished by March. Our first group of people that we worked with were the health educators. One thing that we specifically did was to provide all the discipline areas the competencies that were crosswalked. We asked them to pre-read, pre-vet, pre-look at everything before they actually got together in our face-to-face sessions. And the very first session that we came to, they looked at this for the very first time. And we had provided them the information 2 to 3 weeks in advance. But as you know, most everybody is doing 2 to 3 different jobs as it is. And so we were asking them to do one other thing on top of this. And so we learned, and one of the lessons we learned was that we needed to be flexible in what we actually expected and what we asked of our partners. We quickly regrouped and set up another time. We sent out the information to them in advance, but then Savory actually set up webinar sessions with each of the different disciplines to explain exactly what we were looking for. We had provided them all of the information to the directors as to what we expected. We expected them to then pass on the information to the group that they had identified that would go through that would be the subject matter experts. But we learned that setting up these conference call webinars actually made for a better experience once the people got to the face-to-face vetting sessions. And the vetting sessions took 4 to 6 hours approximately for each of the disciplines. And in this process, we went through and explained what we would do and what we were expecting, and we set up a system where we would systematically look at each of the core competencies matched against the discipline competencies. And it seemed the first hour went really, really, really slow. And then all of a sudden people got the hanging. We were able to speed up and go through all of the matched competencies. Another lesson we learned was how good it is to work with people and to actually see what they're doing and how dedicated the health department employees actually are. You know, there are some very hardworking people, but they took their time to actually go through this process with us. And they understood the importance of it. And there were another thing that we were able to do during the process was this group of people were able to identify their employees that fit in each of the four tiers. You know, and that's one thing that we felt is going to be very important for us when we go through the workforce assessment. And that leads me to where to now. You know, our first process of the workforce assessment that we're going to conduct was the crosswalking of the competencies, the vetting of them with the subject matter experts. And we're in the process now of developing the workforce assessment instrument, developing an online system to administer the assessment, and we're going to connect the competencies that were vetted to the workforce assessment and then to the trainings that we're going to develop. So the first step was to determine competencies, which were based on the Council on Linkages core competencies. And now we're going to conduct a workforce assessment, which will lead us to develop trainings. And I thank you very much for your time. And these are just a few people we want to acknowledge. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for coming. This is based on work as from work based on funding from HRSA. I just wanted to acknowledge that. Right, thank you. Thank you. Good.